Green and gold streamers hung from the ceiling of the gym, and the band glowed under the stage lights against the folded bleachers. The singer had a shiny black sweep of hair and wore a narrow blue satin tie. It was late in the evening, and the punch bowl had been emptied many times. The school dance had posed a problem for Janie Scott and Benjamin Burroughs, because he was enrolled as her cousin, although he wasn't her cousin. They were not supposed to be a romantic couple. At Ann Arbor High, going to the spring formal together meant you were practically engaged. Janie wished they had spent more time thinking their cover story through. Benjamin had wanted to just skip the dance. "We have to try to have a normal life here," Janie had said. The look on Benjamin's face said that he would never have a normal life. Ever. He lived underwater with grief. Finally, Janie asked the Doyle twins to go with them. Nat Doyle was an excellent dancer and had spun Janie all over the floor. His sister, Valentina, wore a pale blue strapless dress, her arms brown and strong from tennis, but Benjamin didn't seem to have noticed. As a schoolboy in London, Benjamin had taken dancing lessons, and he could waltz and foxtrot in an automatic way. But he steered Valentina with only a small corner of his mind, as he did everything now. The best part of him wasn't there. He excused himself and wandered off toward the bathrooms. The singer's face dripped with sweat under the lights beneath his shiny helmet of hair. Janie and the twins went outside to cool off and stood near the open door in a fresh breeze. Valentina had a complicated look on her face, and Janie knew a question was coming.
"Where are Benjamin's parents?" Valentina asked.
"His mother died when he was little," Janie said. "His father died last year."
"Oh," Valentina said. "How?"
The question had been bound to come up sometime, but Janie still struggled for an answer. The suffocating smell of smoke came back to her, and the dark of a deep mine.
"In an accident," she said.
"Smoke inhalation."
"Was he your father's brother?" Valentina asked.
This was another place the cover story broke down. Benjamin had an English accent, and Janie's father was clearly American. They should have thought this all through, but it had been a difficult time.
Janie said. "He's not really your cousin, is he?" Valentina asked.
Janie shook her head.
"I didn't think so," Valentina said, smiling. "You don't seem like cousins. Your family took him in?"
Janie nodded.
"It's okay," Valentina said. "You don't have to explain."
Janie was grateful that she didn't push. The twins were private, too, and protective of each other. Their parents worked at the University of Michigan, like Janie's parents did, and their mother was black and their father was white. Most of the kids at Ann Arbor High in 1955 were just white. The twins played on the tennis team. They were unbeatable at mixed doubles, and they were careful with their friendship. They had been nicer to Janie and Benjamin, the lonely mid-year arrivals, than anyone else at the school had. But they always had a kind of reserve. Benjamin had just joined them when the backup singer took the microphone and the band played the slow opening bars of Skylark. It was Janie's favorite song, and she took Benjamin's hand.
"We have to dance this one," she said. "Just one."
They walked out onto the dance floor, which had cleared for the slow song, and she stepped into Benjamin's well-trained dancing position. One of his hands touched her back, and the other lifted her hand. But in no sense was she in his arms. At least someone was keeping the cover story intact. He danced like he was her cousin. The girl sang, "Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be?" Benjamin looked over Janie's shoulder. Even his incorrigible hair seemed subdued. The stubborn waves had given up and lay neatly down. As they moved across the floor, the girl sang, "And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night?"